Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, joined by Katrina Vandenhove, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, as well as a columnist at The Washington Post. The president of the United States addressed the American people from the Oval Office, a familiar scene in the 20th century, meaning crisis at some hand. The crisis in this instance is not one but two-front war, and the president is asking Congress to fund the Israeli and the Ukrainian resistance from attack. He's also asking for money from Taiwan, and he's also asking money, I believe, for the industrial base that is not adequate to the demands of a two-front war. Katrina, a very good evening to you. You and I witnessed the president's speech. He used the metaphor familiar from decades past, the arsenal of democracy. However, the arsenal of democracy requires a functioning Congress, and we don't have one right now. The Republican Party does not provide a speaker, and as I understand it, a speaker is necessary to go forward with the request that the president has made. The president also pointed to divisions in the United States that keep us occupied with matters that do not come to the defense of democracy, of civilization, of Israel, of Ukraine. Can the president's speech move the story in Washington? Your measure, Katrina. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. My measure is it's too soon to tell, but that President Biden, it's not his age, but he did seem congealed in 1947 when we were frightened into an endless Cold War, which we still live with. And I don't think the funding piece, which can't move, as you said, until there's a speaker, is going to play well in this country. It's not about isolationism. It's not about selfishness. There's a sense, I think, a sour sense in this country that we have a lot to do at home. And while we want to engage the world, we've been given lots and lots of money. And it's not, there's no strategy, it seems. In that sense, it's hard to call the United States arsenal of democracy. So I think there needs to be, I mean, so it's not clear how it's going to play politically. The polls are already kind of wobbly, both on the Middle East, on the horror Hamas has unleashed on Israel, but that's wobbly. And Ukraine funding is wobbly. It's hard for a president, it seems to me, John, to go into a year-long, you know, before we hit the election, with his credibility on the line. But what we're witnessing is not World War II, but war by proxy. And the quagmire of proxy can play as much of a role in damaging a president's credibility as can just a plain out quagmire like Vietnam.
The Telegraph, London, reporting that Ukraine is facing a new onslaught in Donetsk. It's in some fashion, the Russian forces have launched an offensive. The Ukrainians are concerned now that they're being bypassed for the concern about the Middle East. At the same time, the Ukrainians are not offering anything new in the way of negotiating point of view or negotiating principle. That war seems frozen for the third winter, Katrina.
It does seem frozen, and we're entering soon winter in those parts. The calculation is that Russia may have gained more land hectare by hectare than Ukraine. Clearly, Zelensky is anxious, and his team, they've been flying, they've been meeting with as many as they can, and of course, the need for weapons is the first thing they stress. I don't have any sense. I was on a call with Tom Graham, who was in the National Security Council and in Moscow, who's written a very good book, How to Get Russia Right or Getting Russia Right. And the maximalist plans on both ends, Russia and Ukraine, stay in place. There doesn't seem to be any back channel. He was involved in a back channel earlier this year with Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations, Charles Kupchan with Foreign Minister Lavrov in New York, but he says he has not heard of any. And that to have a track two would not be the worst thing to keep dialogue going, but that is not in place. What is in place, John, is the story out of from the Washington Post today, which is important. Since 2015, the CIA has spent tens of millions of dollars to transform Ukraine's security and intelligence agencies into potent allies against Moscow. You can have a point of view on that, but that is additional money, and that is an additional danger to have even CIA intelligence, but to have the United States wandering around, so to speak, involved in some of the dangerous targeting, killing operations. They deny involvement, but officials acknowledge these killings included the August 22 assassination, if your listeners remember, of Dugin's daughter, which was something offensive, even though he's, you know, not angel.
We go to the Middle East. The reporting from the Washington Post, aid trucks enter Gaza for the third day. The death count in Gaza now by Palestinian authorities is over 5,000. There continue to be provocations and strikes by Hezbollah and against Hezbollah in the north. There's a sense that the Cairo meeting to prevent a wider war on Saturday did not succeed. And
no.
That the war is spreading
the escalation.
By itself.
The escalation is the most dangerous. Of course, you mentioned there are two additional hostages. Grandmothers have been released from the horror in which they were. But it's, of course, the meeting with the Arab leaders was postponed or ended after the bombing of the hospital. So Biden didn't have a chance. But I think the priority is humanitarian, and that includes hostage release. But as I last read, there's no fuel going in, which is critical. And I worry that the speech, John, also put, there's always been the idea of America as a fair broker in the Middle East. I think that's changed in the last years since more hopeful peace processes. But Biden has been very clear, maybe it's to restrain some of the military force Israeli is about, you know, maybe about to be used. But it's shoulder to shoulder. I mean, he essentially in some ways said that this was America's war, too. And I think that's dangerous because America should be there, but not in these positions. Look at the streets of the Arab world. That's not what one measures everything by. But this bipolar era is over. And as multipolarity grows, this is a dangerous fact if it's so hyper-militarized.
Katrina, just 30 seconds. What we have right now is a local war turning into a regional war. And history says that gets larger unless they stop it. Are they going to stop it, Katrina? Just a few seconds.
Well, you got two fronts. If you don't stop both, you're going to have regional wars. You got to stop one. I think the Middle East process is a very, very, very long one. But I think this should give attention to Ukraine and to the urgency of trying to find a way beyond the maximalist plans to end it.
Katrina VandenHeuvel, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, a columnist at The Washington Post. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Keeping your IT team sharp isn't optional. It's essential. CBT Nuggets delivers high-quality IT training led by real-world experts who know what teams actually need on systems teams will actually use. Whether it's staying current on cloud, networking, or security, CBT Nuggets makes training simple, effective, and scalable. No fluff, no wasted time, just smarter, faster IT teams. Thousands of companies trust CBT Nuggets, and yours can too. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and start training today.